Welcome to another Medical Monday on eRadio with myself, Jan, and ophthalmologist Dr. Dylan Joseph. Now, last week we recapped keratoconus. We were introduced to the term cross-linking, and now we've defined that there's progression of keratoconus, and we've cross-linked you, and the corneas are stable. So, Dr. Joseph, hello and welcome. Will you tell me about my options for intercorneal ring segments?
There we go. Oh, thanks again, Jan, and well summarized there. It was a great summary of last week's topic and chat. And absolutely. Now, your cornea is stable, okay? Ring segments are really for either progressive disease or disease that is not going to be manageable with other conventional mechanisms. So severe disease, basically just shy of getting a corneal transplant. So when we see that there's an incredible amount of irregularity on the cornea and your best corrected vision is just about 60% or less, and you've got enough corneal tissue to work with, we can actually now create a little channel inside the cornea with a femtosecond laser. It's one of the advantages of our femtosecond lasers, other than doing LASIK, is that it can create a small pocket within the cornea. And into this pocket, we can then slide a 120-degree or 150-degree arc of a PMMA or polymethyl methacrylate ring, so into the actual cornea. And what this does, if you can imagine, like I said last week, that keratoconus is an abnormal and bulging rugby ball shape. So it creates a very steep area. So firstly, by parting the tissue, and then secondly, by putting something into the tissue, it has a flattening effect on the tissue within or perpendicular to that axis where you're putting the arc or the ring segment. Now, it sounds very detailed, but all we're trying to do is to make or to regularize the cornea a little more. So in those very irregular corneas, we can implant a ring segment using femtosecond laser technology to try and reduce the magnitude of the cone, or to push the cone or that bulging part more towards the center of your visual axis, so where you look through, which would then improve the quality of your vision. So once you've done this, then you let it stabilize 6 months, and then you can relook options beyond that to see if we can further improve vision. And that depends on your age. It depends on the irregularity of the cornea and how much corneal tissue, of course, that we've got to work with.
Okay, and Dr. Joseph, is laser vision correction an option?
So many people used to think that once you've got keratoconus, you don't touch the cornea. Now, you know, if you have stabilized or cross-linked that cornea under 40 years of age, then we can certainly consider laser vision correction to correct the irregularities on the cornea, not necessarily to get you out of glasses or contact lenses. It's very important to realize this. Laser, we'd be using a topography-guided type of laser, which takes all these irregularities, puts it into the laser, and then we smooth those irregularities out. You will still be left with astigmatism or short-sightedness or far-sightedness, but there are other things that we can do then to correct this. So laser is about regularizing the cornea, and you can do that after you've placed a ring segment. If the cornea abnormalities and irregularities are not exceptionally high after you've been cross-linked under 40 or 30, then you can consider laser vision correction if you've got enough cornea to regularize the cornea. If you're over 40, you can consider this as a primary option because, as I said last week, you've to a certain extent been cross-linked by the sun already. So we can do a topography-guided laser, try and regularize the cornea a little better, and then just watch and wait. If there is progression, then we cross-link your cornea. If there's no progression, and that's documented well over 3 or 6 months, then we can consider the next step to try and further improve on the quality of vision. So, yes, you can do topography-guided lasers to try and improve the irregularities on the cornea. It's obviously dependent on age, dependent on corneal thickness. Have you been cross-linked? Have you not been cross-linked? Will we cross-link you in the future? So it is a little more labor-intensive in terms of these patients, And we do know that it's not a single step procedure to try and improve quality of vision. The patient can still go back into contact lenses or spectacles if their quality of vision allows for it. But there are further options once you have had a laser and that cornea is stable.
Okay, and Dr. Joseph, would implantable contact lenses be an option at all?
So if you've got very abnormal keratoconus and you're not correcting well, you're getting ghosting and glare and image quality is poor, then no, because all you're doing is replacing your spectacle or your contact lens with something inside the eye. So you're still not going to be happy with the quality of your image. So it's about trying to regularize the shape of that cornea first, either with intracorneal ring segments and or topography guided laser. And then once that's done, we have a look at your best correction. And if you're best correcting well to 90, 95% or 100% of your vision quality again, but you're still left with short-sightedness, astigmatism, far-sightedness, or a combination, then we can correct that if there is enough space in your eye with an implantable contact lens. So sometimes people are in for what we call a triple procedure, ring segments, topography-guided laser, and then an implantable contact lens to try and get you as spectacle independent as possible. But it depends on the grade of your keratoconus. It depends on the severity of it. And of course, you know, how much tissue you've got on your cornea and what age you are. So it's a very complex algorithm that we need to look through and decide on what's going to be the best course of management for your eye. But it's often a commitment that when we start walking this path is going to take up to 2 years for a person to try and rehabilitate their vision.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, Dr. Joseph, my last question to you, any non-surgical options?
Yeah, so stability of the disease is essential. So that means, do we cross-link, do we not cross-link? Are you under 40, over 40, do we watch and wait? And critical to management of the disease as well as stopping rubbing, right? I didn't say that last week, but it's absolutely imperative that you, if you were an eye rubber or are an eye rubber and you've got keratoconus, do not rub your eyes. No rub, no cone. Basically, no rubbing, no progression of the disease. Unless you've broken those bonds down significantly, then they continue to break down. You know, control the eye allergies, lots of lubricants, antihistamines. So see your ophthalmologist about, you know, your systemic and local hay fever, eye disease, atopic history, asthma, rhinitis, sinusitis, etc. Got to get that under control. That's step one. So that's non-surgical. Step two is some people can improve their quality of vision with contacts or spectacles. So those are your non-surgical options. Very often when it's very progressive, the disease, and just shy of corneal transplant, and we can't consider putting ring segments in because the corneas are too thin, or we can't do a topography-guided laser, then what's called a scleral lens is an exceptionally effective non-surgical method of treating your vision. And we now offer scleral lenses in-house here as well. We have an optometrist that comes in and fits our patients with scleral lenses. And what a scleral lens does is it vaults above the entire cornea. So it doesn't sit on the cornea, it doesn't touch it. It actually vaults above it and uses your tear film as a buffer and basically to mask the effects of the irregularities on the surface of your cornea. So it actually can correct a huge amount of astigmatism, of short-sightedness, of far-sightedness, and improve the overall quality of vision, often to a level far beyond what your contact lenses, normal contact lenses, or glasses were getting. And certainly if you're not a surgical candidate or don't want to walk the road of surgery, then scleral lenses are certainly a good option to think about.
Dr. Joseph, thank you so much. As always, very, very insightful. If we want to get in touch with you, how do we do that?
Pleasure, Jan. So we're at the Advanced Health Center in Knysna, Vision for Life Clinic. Our website is www.drdylanjoseph.com, drdylanjoseph.com. We've got a new, fresh, updated look to it as well. And there's some online laser vision correction assessment forms that you can fill in as well, and we'll answer you straight away. You can get hold of Mariska on 044-150-0085. She can give you a little more info about our advanced eye assessments and workup for keratoconus or laser vision correction screening. And we have a number of social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and a YouTube account. So please go and take a look at it, like it. And if you've got any questions, get in touch with us.
Thank you, Dr. Joseph. Wishing you a wonderful week.
Thanks very much. You too, Jan.